Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about the Chicago Police Department moving all of its radios to digitally encrypted channels by the end of this year. When I heard the story, I thought, well, this is a good thing because you don't want criminals listening to that stuff. But a lot of people are up in arms over this, aren't they? Is it mainly the media?
Yeah, the media, this thing goes both ways. First of all, we want to protect our police officers because we don't want people interfering with these communications, which apparently happens. But there are journalists, of course, who listen to these things all the time and try to jump in their car and get to the scene and take pictures and report so that we know what's going on in our city. So both of those interests really kind of clash in a way. But I do see, the idea that you don't want to give the criminals a heads up. On the other hand, we want transparency. I keep going back and forth on this, but I think at the end of the day, other cities have done this. It's a trend in the country, and I think we're going to have that encryption happen. And maybe what they're suggesting is that there will be a delay, like a 30-minute delay, that we'll be able to get this information and to get the sound bites, but it won't be in real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the delay is a good compromise. Yesterday we were talking about Alec Baldwin and others possibly facing charges in that Rust shooting. Now, I thought that there were not going to be any criminal charges against Alec Baldwin. Did something change?
Well, this investigation has been going on almost a year. You know, it was October when it happened, and I didn't know that they had stopped investigating. I this is a clear sign to me that someone is going to be charged because the prosecutor there asked for money from the state for a prosecution, actually asked for $600,000 and indicated that people were going to be charged and they needed this money in order to hire experts and to put on four separate jury trials, and that was a quote, four separate jury trials. So it looks like there will be charges, and I assume that the armorer is going to be charged, and that assistant armorer, these are the people that take care of the guns on the set, and the other two people, you know, I don't know, Alec Baldwin has to be one of them.
Let's get into a little bit of national politics here, and the special master conducting its review of the documents taken from Mar-a-Lago. What's next, and what do you make of the comments so far by the special master, Karen?
Well, he's really qualified. I mean, he's a Republican appointee. He's had massive experience in the U.S. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which is the court that issues the okay to do surveillance and things like this. So this is a guy who knows his law, and he knows executive privilege, and he knows what classification of documents means. And he said to the Trump lawyers, listen, on Friday, by Friday, you made all these claims about executive privilege and declassification and about documents being planted by the FBI. You make your claims in writing, and I will deal with it. And he looks like he is really on a fast track to get this done, even faster than the court in Florida ordered him to do it. So I like him. I think he's a straight shooter, and I think we're going to get to the bottom of this with him quickly.
Here's a question that has come up regarding the New York Attorney General's multi-million-dollar fraud civil lawsuit against the former president. Let me ask it this way: is there some occurrences here, some final verdict here that could lead to that Trump name being removed from the Chicago Tower here?
You know, it's interesting. There was a movement in the city council to pass an ordinance saying that if a government official has been impeached or someone has been indicted or convicted, that you cannot have a signage in Chicago or do business in Chicago, things like that. And I don't think it passed, but those types of things have passed in other cities. And I think New York has tried to do that, too, and tried to remove Trump's name from some of the properties. The problem, Bob, is that Trump applied for zoning. And he got the zoning to do that sign, and to take it away from him would probably be a legal wrong, but you know what? I think the better way to do it, if people really were up in arms about it, is to have the condo board there vote to take down the sign because it's where they live and they have a say in doing so. Of course, you'd have to look at the bylaws to see if that's possible, but that would be the avenue to use.
Interesting, as always, Karen Conti. Thank you, Karen. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday morning. Have a good day.
You too.